Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this fast-paced half hour, and today with me is my special guest, Luann Dean, who is the president and founder of PS Charities and also is the president of Professional Solutions, a defense contracting company based out of Alexandria. We're going to talk about both ProSol and PS Charities today. The experiences that Luann had while undergoing chemotherapy treatments as a breast cancer survivor is one of the driving forces behind her decision to found PS Charities, and she focuses on the patients rather than the research. The typical financial expenses don't stop occurring when you have cancer. Instead, they pile up under the medical bills. Luann is adamant about making sure the money that PS Charities raises goes straight to the patients to assist their financial needs. She spent 21 years as a Marine Corps wife, and she had firsthand experience with the cultural support that comes from a life within the military community. And through PS Charities, she hopes to continue to serve those that serve us by providing support to military members and their families. What a great, great charity. As the president and founder of PS Charities, it's her goal to work hand in hand with other charitable organizations to make a positive difference in the lives of those affected by cancer and to provide support to our nation's military and their families. First of all, you are a breast cancer survivor. And how are you doing today?
Doing great.
I'm really glad to hear that. I'm a cancer survivor. You're a cancer survivor. We're all going to survive this together. And helping other people to get through their trauma and their difficulties is such a valuable thing. First, tell me a little bit about Professional Solutions. What does Professional Solutions do?
Professional Solutions is and I'll refer to it as ProSol, is a government contracting company. We started the company in 2001. My husband founded it when he retired from the Marine Corps and decided he couldn't work for anybody, so he was going to be the boss. He started it.
He's a true entrepreneur.
He's a true entrepreneur. He started it in February of 2002 after retiring from the Marine Corps in October of 2001.
Okay. What kinds of defense contracting work does ProSol do?
We support DOD, DOL, DOJ, DHS, most of the organizations, TSA. Mm-hmm. We also, some of the work that we do in those areas, we do a lot of training, a lot of culture and language training, communications training. There's several contracts that are all associated with either training.
So communications and training for Defense Department and agencies associated with Homeland Security, et cetera.
Yes.
How many employees does ProSol have today?
ProSol has roughly 260 employees.
Wow, that's a big company. Has it been growing in recent years? I mean, from 2002 to today, that's 10 years. That's pretty nice growth.
It's a pretty nice growth. We have some years have been
some years are down.
Yes, absolutely.
And how did ProSol and you get into the PS Charities mode? How did you shift from not only doing the government contracting work, but also, you know, getting into the whole charity side of things?
ProSol, from the time we started, and you know, as a company, we decided we were always going to give back when we could.
Okay.
When we grew to a certain size, or when we had enough employees or income to give back to our community. So in 2004.
Okay.
Sorry. We had our first golf tournament.
Okay.
And it was ProSol. So we did that for several years, and each year we had a charity golf tournament.
So you'd raise money and give it away to a specific charity.
Yes. And we always had a specific charity, American mm-hmm. Red Cross, Semper Fi Fund, mm-hmm. Always an organization that, you know, we felt was, you know, near to the community, and they would take care of the money that we raised for them.
Okay.
So in 2007, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and after that, we decided to start PS Charities. And it was really, like you said, from the experiences I had from going through chemotherapy, listening to people's stories, sitting in the chemotherapy chair that you hear about. I have to change my doctor's appointment because I don't have a babysitter. I can't afford the parking, you know, and that really, really touched me. So after I went through my treatment, we did the paperwork. The other reason we started PS Charities is because we had people volunteering at work at the ProCell office, and we needed to separate that.
Right. You had the government contracting business at ProCell, which was growing and successful, but you also had to have a separate charity operation completely.
Correct. So we started PS Charities in 2010, and we've had several successful events. We have supported the George Washington University Breast Care Center.
Oh, wow.
We have a silent auction, Caribbean night. It's a lot of fun in October.
Mm-hmm.
And we've supported their patient assistance fund.
Wonderful. So which is exactly what you were talking about.
Exactly. 100% of every dollar that we raise, we give to the charity.
Goes straight to the charity, and therefore right. Hopefully it goes straight to the patient.
So it does, and that's part of my job as a president of PS Charities, to make sure that every dollar that we raise goes to patients, or, for example, when we donate to military funds, we want to donate to, we've donated to the Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation, and we donate to scholarships.
So how would you articulate the mission of PS Charities? What is the mission?
Our mission is to help military families, active or retired, and to help patients in the fight against cancer.
And you do that by raising funds that helps them subsidize expenses that they otherwise couldn't afford, because now they've got to be paying for additional expenses or not being able to work. They may be cut out of their income stream. And so you're basically providing them with supplemental support so that they can pay for parking and transportation, deductibles on drugs, et cetera, right?
Yes. Recently, we helped a patient at the Breast Care Center with rent. She was going to be evicted from her home, and she was diagnosed with cancer, and her unemployment benefits ran out on the very same day. So over time, her funds were very depleted. So this is the patient assistance fund is. They know the patients that need the assistance.
Okay.
So it's you know, helps us to donate to them and
help them along. How have your family's values shaped both PS Charities and ProSol? I mean, your husband comes from a Marine background. How have all the values that you share with him and then he shares with you, how have they shaped the charity as well as the government contractor?
Well, it's really become our culture. It's our culture as a company. It's our culture as a family. My oldest son is on the PS Charities board.
Mm-hmm.
My younger son volunteers at every one of the events.
Right.
You know, it is our culture. It's bringing it to 260 employees in the Washington, D.C. and the North Carolina, California also,
mm-hmm.
Area is it's very rewarding for us.
So it's based on a career built on service to the country, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And the fact that, you know, you've had cancer, it's opened your eyes to the needs of others in the community. So I really laud you all for this. What is the relationship today between PS Charities and ProSol? I mean, give us a little bit more background on that. Your husband's a retired Marine officer. He started ProSol. You know, how did the two interact together, and why is it such an important part of ProSol's culture today?
It's important. It gives all of our employees a place to volunteer. There's one thing about ProSol. ProSol doesn't only support PS Charities; it supports other organizations. And because the PS Charities mission is to give 100% to patients or to military families. Sometimes that's doesn't always work with every organization we want to donate to. So ProSalt donates to several other organizations.
How much of its profits does ProSalt give to charity?
Last year, we donated over 13% of our gross profits
to charities. That's a really high percentage. I mean, that's very unusual. It's higher than most companies would give, isn't it?
It's higher than Walmart.
That's probably true. And since you've told us about the annual charity golf tournament, by the way, when is the next golf tournament that you all are sponsoring?
The next tournament that we're sponsoring is in May.
Okay.
It's actually May 6th,
2013. Okay.
Yes, we'll hold that at Belhaven Country Club this year.
Wonderful. Wonderful location. Wonderful. So, and the idea is that you're inviting clients, you're inviting friends, you're inviting people that you know in the community to come out to the golf tournament. How much money does the golf tournament raise every year, approximately?
We, last year, 2011, we skipped 2012 because we've had another very great effort that we've been supporting. But last year, we donated $150,000 to the Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. And so you said that the PS Charities is focused on the Cancer Support Fund, also the Military Appreciation Fund, and it does distribute 100% of its donations out to families and donees around the area. How does PS Charities work? You mentioned that there's a Caribbean casino night and a golf tournament. How much have you all donated, since founding?
Since founding, over $600,000 we've donated to different organizations.
So if people want to get in touch with you about PS Charities, how do they do that? Can they apply online? And tell us a little bit more about that.
You can apply online. Our website is www.pscharities.org, and it's a very user-friendly website. You can donate there.
You can donate online?
You can donate online. You can donate to specific causes that we are supporting. And that's one thing that we know that people they want to donate to something. And if someone donates, our money will go directly to whatever they would like to support.
Now, we've got a Caribbean casino night coming up in silent auction. Tell us a little bit about that. When does that occur? Where is it? How can people find out more about that?
There's information on the website, but it is at the City View Room at George Washington University. It will support the GW Breast Care Center and the Katzen Cancer Center, both of their patient assistance funds.
And what date is the event going to take place?
It's October 20th. It starts at 7:30.
Again, tickets and sponsorships are available at pscharities.org. You had also mentioned that you support some other events or some other efforts. You mentioned the Breast Care Center. What about the Build a House project? What do you do with that?
Our Build a House project has been pretty amazing. Last fall, one of our ProSol employees said, "Hey, what do you think about helping this retired Marine? This wounded Marine who needs a house near San Antonio. What's unique about it is the Marine worked for my husband in his battalion prior to retiring, and he worked with probably 40 of our employees that work in our North Carolina office." So it's a very, very community effort that we've put together. So we started it off with what we called it Grilling for Eden. So we had a barbecue at a local establishment in North Carolina, and we raised $40,000. So we're like, hey, let's keep this going. In June, we were able to, with another organization, Brothers in Arms Foundation, purchase the land for the house to be built. And we're working with Operation Finally Home to build the house.
Well, again, we're talking with Lou Ann Dean. Lou Ann, how do people get in touch with you to find out more about PS Charities and ProSol?
You can get to me through the website, or my email is luann@pscharities.org.
Very good. And thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thank you for having me.
And everybody, listen to Blueprint for Wealth next week for another special topic and special guest. And again, to find out more about PS Charities, visit pscharities.org. Have a great week.